Samsung unveiled their new phone today. It is a Galaxy something something 10. It's a super duper phone. It's just dropped their newest of phones. What's it called? The Galaxy Note 10, and there's a Galaxy Note 10 Plus.
Yes.
Jeff Quattromani joins me this afternoon. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you? Look, I think I asked you that. I'm just going to ask you, is it a good phone? Is it a great phone? I've read a few reports this morning. Is it the bee's knees?
Look, it's definitely got everything packed into it, including your lunch. It's the Galaxy Note 10, and they've got a Note 10 Plus.
Right.
So the Note has always been a bigger Samsung phone. They've also made an extra, extra large model as well, if you really want almost a small tablet in your hands.
So what's the 10 Plus? Is that a bigger phone than the other one?
It is. So essentially we're looking at a 6.3-inch screen on the Note 10 and a 6.8-inch screen on the 10 Plus. So, you know, it's when you think about what our phones are around the 5, maybe 6-inch size, depending on what you've got currently, it is a big jump when you think of real estate, because these phones now do take the entire screen, is all the front of the phone now.
Okay. Tell me, what's the bells and whistles? What are the good things that they have introduced on this phone? Is there new technology on this phone?
Look, there is. One of the things that's unique with the Note series is they have the S Pen, which is a stylus, which we've seen for generations, but they keep on improving what you can do with the stylus now. It's actually not just a replacement for your finger. You can actually wave it in front of the screen and do air motions with the stylus without actually touching the phone. So it could be navigating a web browser, or it could be controlling the camera. You can now do that with the stylus in your hand. So it opens up a few other possibilities, but what I love that Samsung has done besides that is where they've upgraded the cameras. I think everyone's always talking about the cameras on phones, but we've seen smartphones add a feature where you can blur the background when you're taking a portrait photo. They've applied that same technology to video now. So if you're filming somebody, you can actually have that background blurred, or you can add animations to that background while you're actually doing the video live. So the power in this phone has allowed them to add features that we've never seen in other smartphones.
What about charging?
So, interestingly, obviously wireless charging is standard, but they're adding in 45-watt fast charging. So it's going to be really interesting to see this, but we're talking about very, very quick speeds. So, you know, imagine 20 minutes to get 80% back of your battery. So if you were finishing the day and for some reason your battery has run low, it won't take long to get you back up to 100% before you need to go out in the evening, for example.
And will that be on a normal wireless charger, so it will charge that fast all the time, or do you have to flick a switch to have it charge that quickly?
Well, isn't it funny? Samsung is adding this feature into the phone, but the charger that comes in the box is not a wireless charger. It's a normal cable charger. So if you do want to do this wireless fast charging, you need to buy that separately.
Okay. Always the way, isn't it? I mean, that's, I suppose. And how much are you going to pay for this phone?
So they start at $1,500, so $1,499 for the normal Note 10. The minimum amount of storage is 256 gig, which is nice to see. They're adding in plenty of storage up front. But then if you want the Note 10 Plus, you're looking at $1,699 for the 256 gig model as well.
So, look, we've talked about other phones before. It seems as though this huge worldwide announcement today, there's not really much new technology in there.
No, look, when you really stand back and you go, well, what have we got? We've got a bigger phone. So
Wow. The
Galaxy S10, which came out, you know, earlier in the year, that had a lot of the bells and whistles that we're seeing today.
Mm.
I think the main difference is that if you want a bigger screen and you want the stylus, that's what the Note is all about, because there is also a 5G variant of the Galaxy Note, but we've already got that in the Samsung Galaxy phone. So I think they're at the point where things are very good, but what else? I mean, it's always been the question of what else, but if we compare them to Apple, we do start to see a big difference now. So when you compare Samsung to other Android brands like Huawei and others, things do start to look very similar, but compare it to the current iPhone and they've got a way to catch up.
As in the iPhone have a way to catch up?
Absolutely. I think next month is usually when we see the new iPhone launch. I really hope they've got some big things up their sleeve, because there's a number of features when I just look at this phone that I know that the current iPhone can't do.
E.g.?
So, first of all, in the camera technology, you know, we've now got three cameras on the back which can do very wide angle. It can do that bokeh effect as well as optical zoom. The iPhone has only got the two cameras on the back, which are very limited in that way. that you think about the fast wireless charging or the fingerprint sensor in the screen that we see on the Samsungs, it's also missing from Apple as well. So, you know, there are just on the surface, on the hardware point of view, there's a number of things, but yeah, software is also another factor for them.
Stylus with a phone, do you store the stylus in the phone?
It does. It actually goes into a hole, just into the bottom of the device, but it doesn't require a separate charge or anything like that. It actually charges itself when you stick it back in the phone.
There was an old HTC phone years ago that had a stylus, and you stored the stylus in the phone, and that was great. But storing a stylus, if it doesn't store in the phone, you just lose the damn thing all the time.
You wouldn't want to lose this. I don't know how much a replacement stylus would cost, but there is more and more technology going into that small little pen that if you did lose it, it would be pretty upsetting compared to losing a Bic or a Biro.
Are you going to rush out and buy one?
Look, I've never been a fan of phones that are that big. You know, for me, I don't want to carry something like that in my pocket. I think I'd bend it when I sit down. So I do need something that's a little bit smaller. I'm still sticking with my iPhone because of the size, and look, it's just easy to use.
And what about the Fold phone that was all the talk from Samsung? And the screen went across the two, or like it folded in the middle. What about that?
So that was actually pulled back because they started having some issues when they started to give some samples out. They realized that the screen was actually peeling, which was a huge problem when you've got such a big screen on the inside. But they have announced that it will be making a return now that they've fixed those issues. But they had an opportunity to talk about it today during their announcement this morning. There wasn't a word about it. So
is that true?
I would expect maybe later this year.
All right. Good to talk to you, Jeff. Thank you for your time, mate.
Thank you.
See